The wild here doesn't whisper. It roars. Glaciers crack like thunder. Waterfalls carve paths through time. And in the middle of it all, she waits. Floater yacht unbridled. A sanctuary of warmth and refinement in the heart of Alaska's untamed frontier. Bears wander the shoreline. Whales breach on the horizon. Seals nap on drifting ice while you sip champagne on the aft deck. This isn't a cruise. It's a calling, and only the bold will answer. Now booking your next unforgettable charter. Yachtunbridled.com or through your preferred charter broker.
Top of the morning, folks. It's Captain Liam here on the bridge of Motor Yacht Unbridled. I'm in currently Port Angeles, Washington, but I've got the lovely pleasure of spending a moment with Emma Butler from North Star Retreats. How are you, Emma?
I'm very well. Thank you, Leo. How are you?
You're such a calming person. I feel like I'm kind of in that retreat mode already just listening to you.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that.
So for all those out there, Emma's kind of, just tell us a little bit about yourself, Emma, and your kind of journey to North Star Retreats. And everyone remember the date, Cape Town, 2nd to the 9th of November. That's the focus. We're going to try and get as many people out to that retreat as possible.
Wonderful. So I've been in yachting since 2014. And prior to that, I was on commercial vessels. I worked for a company called Seabourn. Luxury cruises. You know Seabourn?
Yeah, awesome platforms.
Yeah, it was a fantastic start to my sea journey, to be honest. And I have taken some time out now to focus on setting up the business. And I work mostly as chief stew or interior manager. And my focus was large vessels, but I also worked on smaller vessels and anything in between. So I think that I have quite a broad view and experience of what is out there and, you know, need to do to help improve the industry as a whole. And I think it's almost sad for me to hang up the white gloves, so to speak. I'm trying to do a slow transition because I have actually tried before to come back to land just before COVID, and it was a bit of a shock to the system. So I went back, as I did.
Yeah.
I think most people try two or three times to get out of the industry. And hopefully this time I can do it more successfully by doing it in a slower way and something, you know, that is close to my heart. So this is very much a heart project, and it comes from all my experience in hospitality and at sea and how I would really like to give back and make a positive impact in the industry, because that's what I have. I have my experience. I have what's inside, and I hope I can make it better for the next generation.
Well, I can see it in the website. It's absolutely stunning. When you open it up, you naturally feel like engaging in it, like North Star Retreats, Yacht Leadership, Cape Town, South Africa, 2nd to 9th. I know so many people who would love to be a part of it. So I'm happy to kind of go through it. What was your kind of moment there where you went, that's an option for you? You know, because a lot of people in yachting, we work, we kind of think about these visions ashore or something. Even me, I don't think you ever take me out of the ocean because it's just my place. I love being out Mother Ocean. You know, I call it Mother Ocean and Papa Time. I mean, you can balance those two, Mother Ocean and Papa Time, there's a bit of peace to be found. But what was your kind of moment where you said, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to try and take this.
Well, it came from a bit of frustration, to be honest. I've, like most people, I believe in the industry, have had very good experiences on vessels and some not so good experience too. And I was a little bit sick and tired, to be honest.
That fair enough.
Like, not again type of moment. And so I took some time out just to think about how I'm going to sort of navigate the rest of my career, my life. And I've been wanting to get into retreats for a long time, actually, because I have a natural inclination to help people and to help them grow. And I'm very good at motivating and harnessing people's potential. So, it was a little bit of feeling a bit helpless and knowing that, you know, it's not by fault of anything in specific or anyone's fault in specific. It's just like a collective consciousness, so to speak, that needs to change. And I've been doing a lot of sales work as well. And I realized that, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but most cliches are there because it's true. You have to be the change that you want to see, you know? So if I wanted to see the industry in a different light, or I want to have better experiences, I need to be that change myself. So I've been actively trying to work on my own leadership skills in the last couple of years. I've spent a lot of energy and time in educating myself, going through mentorships and coaching to hone in my own skills. And I'm absolutely not perfect at it. I'm still making a lot of mistakes, but I've learned so much. And, you know, in the last couple of years, I've really honestly tried to put it into practice and to see what the results were. Like, if I approached something like this, how, you know, what would happen? If I approached like this, what would happen? Unbeknownst to my crew,
yeah,
they were the guinea pigs. And then I realized what works, what doesn't, but it also obviously depends on the environment that you're working in. So it's like, okay, right, now it's time to start transitioning. What can I do? And what is right in front of me? And I think that it was just divine timing, so to speak, you know, everything that came together, my experience, my outlook on life, and this beautiful city that I live in that I call home, that's so amazing. And I'm like, everyone goes to Bali or Thailand. And I mean, those places are fabulous as well, but we've got so much to offer here. And then when the idea came about of hosting a retreat, I was like, how can this be of value to people instead of just coming and chilling, you know, and lazing around as you do on a retreat to replenish themselves? How can they have something of value that they can walk away with? And then the two came together because I really wanted to make a positive impact. So I started the process of getting accredited through the IAMI guest program.
I see that.
And yeah, and then everything just sort of started falling into place. And I realized, being a crew member myself, that we have so little time off when you've got so many things that you want to do. And if I can combine having rest, upskilling, having a little bit of adventure, you know, all on the same thing, I think it could really work. So I also feel that...
Well, it is working. Sorry to interrupt you. It is working. You're radiating positivity, goodness, and calm. So it is work.
Thank you. But it was also a question of, I know as a leader, especially working on big vessels, on smaller vessels, of course, the same, but on bigger vessels, you know, the responsibility, the scope is so much more. So you sometimes feel very alone. And even though you can go to your captain, hopefully, or your management company, or your friends or peers, somehow you always just feel a little bit alone. And I wanted to create that support for leaders as well, where they can really just unwind, decompress, and literally have that support where someone goes, I see you, I feel you.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of pressure on you. How can I help you to be better at what you do? And that's where it all stems. It's from personal experience, basically. Oh,
beautiful introduction. I think it's required. I mean, the yachting industry, I've talked about it quite a lot. The demands are unachievable almost. We go for it, we try it, but because they're so hard to achieve those goals for the clients and the owners and the brokerage houses, and there's just so much pressure on people. And naturally, we have to find an escape. And this year has been a year of vulnerability for me. So this year I've signed up for a 5-day retreat in the Sea of Cortez. This is before I knew about your retreat. I think the next one I might do is yours, but it's in the Sea of Cortez in La Paz. And it was a host, someone I was speaking to on the show, the Captain's Chat. But they challenged me to just be vulnerable, try and do it, see what comes out of it. So that's going to be exciting. It's going to be yoga. It's going to be eating healthy. It's going to be a clean, balanced diet. So I'm excited about that. What I like about yours is you're combining the idea of a retreat, which is self-development, plus also the tools of yacht leadership. Talk me through how you kind of bring those two together and what's kind of the average day. What does it look like? Because it's a beautiful
time. Thank you. So from personal experience, again, this is the only base that I can really honestly work from, right? Any sort of training that I've done, if it was in a format where it's online or where I'm not forced, but where it's mandatory training, I always felt a little bit that it wasn't so impactful. Like I didn't get as much from it because it's also the environment that plays a big role in that, right? So first of all, if you have to do mandatory training, and which I've had to do on vessels, obviously, as well, management training, et cetera, you're so worried about what's going on in the background. Like you're missing, you know, you're missing time because you've got stuff to do. You know, the list just keep piling up and you're like, you don't focus. You can't concentrate. In the same regard, I've also done training where I do it at home and it's online. I've done the PERSA training through the guest program as well, which was fantastic, by the way. But I did it accelerated because I was home. I put my head down. But it was also quite difficult because I felt like that interaction, you have to be sincerely self-motivated to do this kind of thing. Right? Not all of us are. That's okay. So I felt like if you have this environment where things are calm, things are done for you, you get up in the morning, nice and early. We did a little bit of yoga. We sit down, a little bit of meditation. I teach you how to meditate before you start work, you know. We have a lovely breakfast all together. There's just fresh air, breeze coming through. And you sit down, get a cup of coffee, all chilled and relaxed. And we start the training. I feel it would be so much more impactful than trying to do it first of all on your own or sitting on a vessel where you're stressed and you're worried about a thousand other things. So that's what it would look like, basically. And then, of course, you're on a retreat, so you don't want to sit in class the whole day. So we have to finish 24 guided learning hours as a requirement for the guest certificate, which is absolutely attainable in the setting because there are any interruptions. So we can focus our attention on what needs to be achieved. So we'll do the training during the mornings and in the afternoons, people will be free to go on a little bit of adventure. We've got so much to offer. There's kitesurfing, there's surfing, there is skydiving. We've got all this amazing hiking. You know, people can even go to wine farms if they want to. I mean, I'm not hosting a health retreat. This is a wellness learning retreat. So if you feel like you want to go have a glass of wine with some beautiful view, why not, right? So then people
your
can
holidays.
Go.
It's your holidays.
Exactly. There we go. And the place where I'm hosting it is so quaint. It's so cute. And I mean, I say cute, but it's because it's small. It's a little seaside village called Malkosstrand in Afrikaans. And it's just outside of Cape Town. So it's not very far if you really want to to go into town. Otherwise, you can just stay in the little village. It's very safe. It was actually voted as one of the safest towns in South Africa. So you can walk around. I know that's sometimes a little bit of a stress for people coming to South Africa. It's like, but is it safe? And there are many little bits and little coffee shops that people can visit at night if they want to. And then we'll also have a few things to do chill wise. We'll do some yin yoga in the evenings. I've got a lady that does sound therapy. I mean, it's not like in true sense. It's like normal people like us, you know, digestible.
Yeah.
So it's not like in a shame to the stars or anything, but it's just that environment. I want it to flow where people learn, but at the same time, they can feel free to go explore and, you know, just.
Oh, it sounds absolutely perfect, especially the stresses that we go through in yachting. So your target audience is kind of people in the yachting community and also people in South Africa that are coming, returning home or want a different type of holiday experience. That's kind of your target audience, correct?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of South Africans in yachting, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And a lot of them come home during this time anyway. So it would be easy for them to step into something like this. But if possible, I would really like to introduce our beautiful environments to many more people because I've worked with people that, like yourself, always wanted to come to Cape Town because they hear so much about it. And every single word is true. It is sensational. And then, you know, have this opportunity to finally come and see what it's about, you know, and learn something at the same time and connect with like-minded people. And also, in a way, we can start forming this community and, you know, change the consciousness a little bit, like what I said to you in the beginning about what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, you end up with a, so at the end of it, you also end up with a leadership certificate, correct?
100%, yes.
Fantastic.
So something that you can go back to your boat and say, look, I have actually done this.
Yeah.
And it's also something that crew can ask their boats about, because I know most boats nowadays, hopefully, they have the charity budget. So they can go, look, I want to go do this retreat, and we can separate it for them as well. If the boat wants to pay for their certificate, we can do that for them. So that's also a good way to make it more affordable for crew. And, you know, it's something that you can build on, because this is the foundational certificate, and I'm planning on doing an advanced leadership retreat maybe next year if this one works well. So this is very much in its infancy, the whole concept. So I'm hoping that it will work well, that I can then do it in different settings as well.
I'm sure it's going to work well. I think it's one of the best ideas I've heard in a long time. I'm not just saying that because I'm going on a retreat and I'm kind of mentally preparing myself for it. I'm saying it because I've done so many courses in my career. Obviously, as a captain, they just stack up. And the amount of times I'm spending in a classroom and renewing certificates, and it's quite a stagnant area. And it's not really an area where it's hard. It's not really as conducive to learning as a place like what you're offering in a retreat space, where you're naturally, you know, you're naturally relaxed. You've had a good breakfast. You know the people around you. I can just kind of put my head in that space. I'm like, it would be a lovely way to start the day. Go for a run, do some exercise, do some yoga, have a healthy breakfast, do 3 to 4 hours of study probably a day, or, you know, of course per day, and then enjoy the lovely area.
And at the biggest plus point, which I didn't mention to you, is that I will have an in-house spa therapist.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Diana. She used to be a yachty as well. She has her own business now. And I pride myself that I'm quite a massage connoisseur. You know, being in your thing, every port you go, you're like the first thing, especially as a leader, you're just like, oh.
Well, that's where I'm going today. I'm going today to get a massage. I'm like, sit, I'm off to Seattle to get a massage, you know?
So, and I can honestly 100% say that Diana is the best masseuse that I have ever experienced. So I got her into this with me because from the beginning, I was like, there's one person that needs to be. And so we have Diana that's going to do the massages. She's also going to do some facial.
Lovely.
So everything will be in-house. And then the woman that will be facilitating the yoga, she's a fantastic, inspirational figure. She also has her own company, Cape Town based, but she is actually going to the Himalayas soon. I went with her last year. She does treks to the Himalayas, to base camp, et cetera. And I went with her to base camp.
Wow.
So, yes.
What a journey.
Yes. And she inspired me to do this. So she teaches yoga and she's absolutely fantastic. And she just has a way. I just call it the Joe way. Her name is Joe. So she will be there to facilitate the yoga. And I hope that people will have that same impactful experience that I had with her, because it was sensational since the beginning, you know. So the people that I'm trying to get in are really people that would suit the setting and that would understand. So they are a little bit more mature. They have some life experience, so they can pamper you as a leader or an aspiring leader as well. It's not just for leaders. It's also for people aspiring to go into leadership or that sort of mid-management, you know, like a lead deckhand, a bosun, second engineer, second steward. It's basically for all types of leadership as it's a foundational course. And then later on, I'm hoping to maybe go more into the higher leadership, like captains, chief engineers, interior managers, and hopefully maybe people from management companies as well. Is that too much gospel?
No, not at all. Ask for the world. You know, I think you've surrounded yourself with beautiful people, and that's what I'm gathering. And that's the start of something great. You know, when you surround yourself with good people with positive energy that are good at what they do, and you've got a great history in yachting, obviously successful. You can hear by the way you're talking about your leadership skills. You've got a beautiful, you know, spa therapist there and a masseuse available. It sounds like it would cater to all range of people, even a couple looking for a holiday. They want to kind of get away from the family, but a lot of times when people go home, one of their regrets is like, well, we didn't see much. We just went home and saw our family and nothing's really changed. I think that retreat would be a great tool for people to say, I'm going home. I can still see my family maybe 1 or 2 hours a day, but I'm at this retreat doing a course as well.
Absolutely, 100%. And something that I also want to advocate as I go on this journey is diversity, you know, inclusivity. I want us to be able to integrate a little bit more, you know. I think we've got so much to offer each other, and I'm talking male, female, different departments, different size vessels, chartered, private, different generations and different cultures. If we just come together a little more, integrate a little bit more, there's so much more than that we can achieve together, you know. I think to open that space up where we can bounce off each other as a collective instead of going, oh, they don't know what they're doing because they work on small vessels. People on the big yachts, they are just so, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, get people to learn from each other, because the skills that I learned on smaller vessels, I could apply on larger vessels where people are like, oh, they're like, yeah. On the smaller boats, people are like family and they're very close-knit, and, you know. And on the larger vessels, for instance, just an example, there was a little bit more structure, so I could implement that on smaller vessels. And
yeah,
just very simple examples. But I feel like if both people open themselves up to different points of view, that they would be much more successful in the long term, you know.
I think so too. I also think there's a bit of a decompress needed when you come off rotation, like, or come off your season. There's a bit of a decompress that people need, or retreats like what you're offering, I think, are a perfect tool for people to just take a week off, because your body is physically, mentally exhausted at the end of the season. Like right now is the end of the season for
Absolutely.
Me. I'm starting to grow out a little beard. I'm starting to relax. It's taken me about a week now. I'm just starting, all right, I'm starting to feel myself again, go back to my exercise routines. But it's a while. So a retreat like yours really offer it. This is the first one you're doing, correct?
This is the first one I'm doing.
Exciting, a bit anxious, a bit excited. How many people does the retreat hold? What are you hoping to achieve? How many?
I'm hoping to achieve not more than 15 people. I think if I go more than 15, it will be a bit much for me to handle, because it's the first time as well. You know, I'm trying to be humble about this and not go too big too fast. And also, it won't be so intimate. I feel like if it's a little bit more intimate, you can get more. I think like you'll have much more of an impact and people will be able to connect more. Where if it becomes a bit bigger, then it could be a little bit difficult to keep that, you know, that feeling.
So I'd agree. I'd say, the 10 to 15, you're right. It's a good group. It's like you know everyone's name. You've spent a week together. You've got a course. Yeah. But the connections you make in courses, everyone says that in yachting, it's the connections you make in courses really sustain you through your career, because you've got a name, you've spent 7 days with someone and you reconnect on different platforms, different vessels.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember I had to renew my XTCW at some point and I met a girl that made such an impression on me. She was completely green in the industry. And I said to her, when you're ready, let me know. And she said, I'm ready. I'm like, okay. And I actually brought her on board for her first yacht, which was a 140-meter boat, because of the impression that she made on me in the ACCW course.
Yeah.
So it can happen. What I'm also offering is I'm offering some mentorship. So long term, this is a service that I want to provide, and I want to start offering it through the retreat. Because you learn so much when you're there, and it's great. And I'm hoping to have, you know, that vibe and that energy of people learning and they're like, oh, you know, I'm very passionate about it. But then you get back to work and things start to fade a little bit. And then you get into a situation and you're like, oh, okay, I'm in my first conflict situation since the course. I'm supposed to know what to do. And you're like, what did you say? What did you talk about? And then I just want people to feel comfortable and reaching out to say, okay, Emma, this is the situation. This is how I dealt with it, and this is how I felt afterwards. Just to follow it through a little bit, and then hopefully also still feel supported, because, yeah, you know, that's the aim, is to have that support structure for people so that they can do the best they're capable of for everyone, not just for themselves as well. Because I feel a lot of time the leaders tend to burn out.
Yeah, nowadays. Very much so. Well, it's also not a one-way street. People think education and learning is just, okay, you do the course, you get a certificate. It's the implementation of what you've learned and the continual desire to want to learn more that I think makes you a good leader. You know, like the course you're doing now, it's a fantastic course, and it leads to another course. That leads to a mentorship. It leads to someone who's gone through your program, in a sense, we'll call it a program, that can then eventually employ a junior student that can help train them up. So that's where I see the benefit of what you're doing. I think it's unbelievable. I think it's really amazing. I can't wait to see you hear more about it. So how can people reach out to you? You've got the website, northstarretreats.com. What's the social media handles?
So the social media handle, I've got Instagram at the moment and LinkedIn. So everything is on the website. I think the best explanation is on the website for them to go and have a look. It's got all the packages that we offer. It has, you know, Q&A. So maybe that's the best way. Just go to the website, have a look, contact us if you have some information that you need some clarification on, and we take it from there.
Beautiful. All right, Emma, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. Thanks for Raya, your international radio, for the introduction. Thanks for Unbridled. And all those crew out there, if you've got a time, you're heading home to South Africa, take a week, go see North Star Retreats, part of the Yacht Leadership Program in Cape Town from the 2nd to the 9th of November. Be blessed. Stay safe. Thanks, Emma.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.